Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Time flies, or so they say. No matter where you are, humans are constantly measuring and checking time. Some of us are good at it, planning and doing things way ahead of time, while others are always trying to beat the clock and do things at the 11th hour. And that's only if you're on time. What about if you are behind time? Tardiness can be serious. If you were 1 minute late for work, would you resign? It may sound extreme to many of us, but that is exactly what occurred in the UK Upper Chamber of Parliament, the House of Lords, in January 2018. International Development Minister Lord Bates arrived 1 minute late and, as a result, was unable to answer a scheduled question. Instead of trying to make up for lost time, as many might do, he resigned on the spot. He apologized for his discourtesy and stated that he was ashamed. His resignation, though, was not accepted by the UK Prime Minister. So how late is too late? Many cultures take punctuality very seriously, whereas others seem to accept lagging behind as just the normal way of things. Members of the BBC from various cultures were asked about the concept of timekeeping in their native countries and responded with a raft of answers. BBC employees from Latin America, Rwanda, and Sri Lanka said that there are more flexible attitudes to timekeeping in their cultures. In Latin America, things may happen 5 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, or even two after they were planned. Whereas in Sri Lanka, lateness is a part of the daily routine. This is because of poor infrastructure and heavy traffic conditions. In Rwanda, those who attend to deadlines with rigid timekeeping are said to be like a typical European. This is in a place where it is not unusual to arrive at 11 a.m. for a meeting which started at 9. On the other hand, German and Japanese employees mention a stricter adherence to time. In Japan, it is common to make an effort to arrive with time to spare for an appointment. Those who arrive at the stroke of 9 to a meeting starting at 9 a.m. would be considered late. In Germany, however, if a dinner party were to begin at 8, a person who arrived 5 minutes prior may walk around the block to ensure that they arrive at 8 on the dot. It seems that the answer is subjective, and what is considered acceptable is based on culture. That said, if you don't mind waiting, it might be best to attend your appointments in good time. And if the worst comes to the worst, remember the old English proverb, better late than never.
Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.